What do you think of when I say the following phrases? Goes to camp. Saves Christmas. Rides again. Scared stupid. No, it's not you, you selfish prick. It's the lovable and accident-prone man-child that is Ernest P. Worrell. This is the Importance of Seeing Ernest podcast, the comprehensive and encyclopedic compendium of all things Ernest, actor Jim Varney's greatest creation. Tune in every month as three friends, and occasionally a guest or two, navigate the silly, playful, and family-friendly waters of Ernest in a not-so-family-friendly way. We have a hell of a time reliving these childhood memories, and we invite you to join us in Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app of choice. Know what I mean?
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack her ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like Dr. Louise, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch for another fantastic edition of Drunk at the Movies, brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. We're going to drink some Bearded Owl and watch a movie. What movie, you ask? Well, seeing as this is being recorded on April the 20th, seems appropriate that we're going to watch Dazed and Confused, a little bit of a 420 classic, I suppose. Joining me this week on the couch, we've got returning guest Doug. Welcome back.
Hey,
is this like the fourth or the fifth time you've been on this show?
Let me do the math real quick. I think this is the sixth time.
Weird. Because next time you say it is the fifth.
Okay.
Math.
Wow.
Time travel.
I don't know.
Wibbly wobbly.
Are you saying back in time?
Right? Yeah.
Back in time.
This will all make sense down the road.
Hey, that's a good Wayne's World reference.
Yeah, totally a Wayne's World reference. And who's that voice you hear? Well, it's a newcomer to Drunk at the Movies. He's done Drunken Lullabies before. The guest formerly known as Southside Ryan. Now he's just Ryan.
Whatever side you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Flip side Ryan.
East Coast, West Coast. He has no beef.
Inside Ryan.
Oh!
Hey-o.
All
right.
He's just bringing the good beer. And the man to my right, last time you heard him, it was Groundhog Day. Watching it with Freckles and I on February the 2nd, which came out, I believe, on Valentine's Day.
That's right. I was not getting in trouble with the wife.
Right, sure. Exactly. So, Britt, welcome back.
Thank you. And Shotgun.
All right. Well, we've got some beer to drink. We're going to kick things off with a new beer from Bearded Owl. In honor of today, 420, we have the Blaze On Saison. And that's what we're going to be kicking things off with. I have a full growler for all four of us to enjoy. And if you have a copy of Dazed and Confused, the magnum opus of Richard Linklater, hit play in 3, 2, 1. Now, I will freely admit, this movie is in my collection, but I have not watched it in about 4 years.
Really?
I know for a fact it has been a hot minute since I have seen this movie, so I'm looking forward to enjoying it with you gentlemen.
I think it's been a few months, I would say.
That's going to have to settle a
two,
little
three
bit.
Months.
Right. 2-3 months?
I haven't
really
seen this for a good decade.
The thing is, it's on Comedy Central a lot.
Oh, okay.
Fairly a lot.
I cut the cord. I don't have cable anymore.
Okay, I should have, but I don't. I'm simply
my massive movie collection and streaming services.
See, I have Netflix and cable. I'm an idiot, you know? And I have Spotify. I have too many things.
You have disposable
I've been,
income.
I've been looking at YouTube TV to get rid of cable.
I do cheaper. Dispose of my income. I don't know if it's disposable income.
All right, and I'm just going to let you guys know, after we drink all this, there's still more left, but we have a lot of other great beers that we need to enjoy.
And this smells like... I've had it before, man. It kind of smells.
So yeah, dang. This was if you went to the Peoria JC's Beer Fest, this was an under the table selection. If you knew the right people and you knew the right code words, she's got grass all over
There's
her hands.
Some stems there.
Yeah. Seeds. So the sound. Let's just get it out of the way here. We got Aerosmith Sweet Emotion kicking in over the opening. Scene
sharing a cigarette.
That's classic Aerosmith.
And marijuana.
Yeah,
it's economical. We're talking belly button covered jeans, which these girls pull off.
Yeah,
I gotta leave some of the imagination. Don't want to give that belly button away.
The music rights in this movie alone took up a quarter of the budget.
I would have taken the over on that.
That's probably because good it's a considering crazy soundtrack. All the actors that are on this that went on to have very successful careers were probably pretty cheap when they made
Right. And there are not one, but two soundtrack albums that you can buy of this movie. There's Dazed and Confused and even more Dazed and Confused.
I had both of them.
Yeah. One's a blue cover, one's a pink, I believe. Because pink is a character in the movie.
Pinkerton.
So, yeah. This takes place... in a time we were not alive for. This is even, I think, after my dad had graduated. My dad was class of 70. So my dad, he was getting married a year after this. This is a little past his time.
My dad was class of 80, so I always look at this as a window into my father's high school years.
Okay.
Because he would have been like the stoner guys that are against the coaches and everything.
Oh, my dad was a total long hair. I've seen pictures of him in the 70s. I think we talked about it maybe on the Back to the Future episode. I would love to travel back in time, run into my dad in the early to mid 70s, and just hang out.
Yeah.
I think it would be a blast. Just get to know him on a little...
Did that say eat more pussy?
I think it said eat more possum.
Oh, even better.
Okay. But yeah, we got Uncle Sam with the red eyes there.
Yeah.
So there's so many people in this movie. We got Rory Cochran there as Slater. I, of course, know him from a little movie called Empire Records.
Oh, yeah.
A favorite of mine. The other dude there, he hasn't been in much. Like, this was pretty much about his main movie. And the other one is a twin of...
the other dude.
The other guy from Mallrats. Other London brother.
Jeremy.
Jason.
Which one's in Out Cold?
The other one.
The other one? Okay.
Yeah. And then we got a very young Mila Jovovich before Resident Evil, before she was fighting zombies. She was like a supermodel there. Now on the left, we have Anthony Rapp, star of Adventures in Babysitting.
I've seen that movie.
Kevin Spacey's bedroom?
His body? Allegedly.
And then Adam Goldberg.
And that's Giovanni Ribisi's twin sister.
Twin sister. She's a redhead.
Something Ribisi.
Something Ribisi. Adibisi.
Ginger Ribisi.
Yeah,
that's a dental disease.
For a long time, I mixed up Goldberg with Adam Carolla.
Okay. I saw this as a young kid, and I was like, man, he seems like a young Seinfeld.
But
a little more cross-eyed, I think.
Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan, major role.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say.
Major role. Reporting for duty.
There was something more recent that he was in. I thought.
That's how I met your mother.
More
joke.
Recent than Saving Private Ryan. Anything that he did ever.
So he's the neurotic Jew of the movie.
Okay.
That's his type.
Like, I just want to dance.
Yeah.
We'll get there later.
Spoiler.
Fast forward in three.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
So this movie, Dazed and Confused, again,
cult classic.
It is.
It is. It's a great movie.
And I watched it. I heard so many people say how great it was. And the first time I saw it, I was probably in junior high. And I didn't get it.
I could see that, because you'd be the kid getting whooped with a pedal.
Probably. I do want to clarify, there is a drinking game with this movie. We don't do this often on Drunk at the Movies, but I figure, seeing as there's four of us, and it being 420, let's do it. Fuck it. So, anytime Mitch touches his nose when talking, that is a drink.
There's one scene where he fucking touches his nose like back and forth the whole goddamn time.
That nose is
If you're a fan of this movie, you know exactly what we're talking about. Willie Wiggins is his name. Sounds like a fucking cartoon character. But
comic book.
Yeah.
He's not much
either. He's a Marvel superhero. It's the double W's. Double W's. He's not a good actor. This was his first movie.
It was not good.
It wasn't his last, but he hasn't been in a whole lot of stuff. And you will see exactly why. But Mitch is... Yeah.
Mitchin'.
So that's what we're going to do. Anytime you see Mitch touch his nose, you have to take a drink.
So what's happening in the
movie?
It's
senior skip day.
Is it the last day of school, would you say?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
School's out for
we're gonna hear
summer.
We're going to hear a little Alice Cooper later.
And again... foreshadowing, but not.
Wait.
Shadowing.
Wibbly wobbly.
Whatever direction you would like.
It's just shadowing.
We're going to watch a movie that Alice Cooper is also in.
I feel like
down the road.
Drunk at the movie.
Legally Blonde 2.
Yes. Alice Cooper is going to come up down the road in the future. So don't
is
you
gonna
worry.
Is he going to discuss the origins of the name Milwaukee?
Milwaukee?
Milwaukee. Three socialist mayors.
He may.
Algonquin.
So did you guys see this in a theater or later?
Oh, no. I saw this in high school for the first time.
When did this movie was filmed? 90s,
right?
Yeah.
Mid-90s,
yeah.
Yeah. I was born 89, so I didn't see this movie probably until...
As a toddler, you did not see this in the theater.
Yeah,
correct. I was watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when this came out.
Take out Beauty and the Beast and pop in Days of Confused.
So I'm a little older than you guys, but I also did not see this in a theater, though. I saw it sometime later on DVD, but...
The funny thing is, by the time I saw this movie, it was so out of production of everything. They actually... the year that I saw it, I was like, oh, well, I want a hard copy. They had start reproducing it on DVD because it was starting to come back. And that was probably... 2000 and...
Mitch Kramer.
4 or 5-ish. I could be super wrong on that by give or take 15 years.
Yeah, I rented it on VHS.
Yeah.
Like, when it first
came out. And I do own the DVD. But it was... Yeah. The DVD I own is actually when they started making it again. They entered production on it and started again. And I had
a little sexual harassment.
Big
that would not fly with the
19.
No. Not allowed.
Big sister... went to put in a good word to say not to bother her little brother. So now we got three juniors, but they're now seniors, going to beat up some eighth graders who are now freshmen.
And also very unprotected by any sort of...
Yeah!
Authority. That's a sweet truck.
Where's the teachers?
I think this made me afraid to go into high school.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I didn't like it.
Yeah, you know, when I went into high school...
I don't want any chinks beating me up!
Mitchie!
Uh-oh.
Like, how many people had a giant microphone on their truck?
Only the good guys.
Only Benny.
When I went into high school, my cousin was...
And he's just laughing.
Yeah.
The teacher is laughing.
He's having super, like...
You white boys is fucked.
Yeah.
He's right, what's that beer?
Yeah, what is that?
It's like Grand Prairie. Oh,
not Triptych, no.
Does that say Cantiana? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They drinking loons back then? Mitch Kramer.
So does this take place in Texas? Where is this?
I believe so, yes.
Texas, so that'd be like Lone Star, right? Like,
oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. Richard Linklater is from Texas.
Alamo.
And he got sued, actually, by a couple people that said characters in this movie were, like, based on them, and they got a lot of shit around their town But they tried suing him like 12 years after the movie came out, and the judge like laughed him out of court and like, dude, no. Like, the statute of limitations on this is stupid, like you're an idiot. No.
They had dismissed. They had just heard about it.
Yeah. In their defense. Well, and you, what, there's this guy named Wooderson? My name's Wooderson.
Well, and there's always that, that disclaimer at the end, like, anything, yeah, this is fictional and any, you know, blah, blah, blah is totally coincidental.
So there's Token hanging out of the back of the truck. Oh, look at them shorts on that gym teacher.
Yeah, gym teacher.
Let me pull up my pants and look impressive to my boys.
Gym teacher shorts.
You want to see my dick?
Yeah.
It's hanging out the bottom. That's awkward. Showing brain. His dick hangs. That's not right.
Is this Coach Davis?
Yeah.
100%. I never had any sign any stupid-ass papers in high school, but...
No, seriously, everybody. Now, don't go getting soft on me. You know, you're sitting around the pool all day.
Jeez. Chasing the muffler. And he can relate because he's going to impregnate a senior who's a student council president years later.
And good for him.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, then they got married.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
It seems like we're kind of like inside baseball with Pekin right
now.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit allegedly.
Yeah, I think we could probably say not allegedly.
Yeah, at this point, the kid's probably attending Pekin at this and stage.
Listening to this podcast.
Maybe.
You're
hey.
Not kidding. Probably
break
is.
The news.
There you go.
Although they had to move out of Pekin, right?
I don't know. I thought he still was there.
Does that look like a young coach? What was the really old guy that coached football? That like new
Schmancy?
I have noticed.
A little sassy.
No,
don't think I haven't noticed. Is that like a pledge, right? Like,
yeah, shit. No drinking, no drugs.
Yeah, no fun.
No chasing like, them
you guys know what?
No shirt, no shoes, no dice.
No chasing muff. And everybody's just like, come on, man, just sign it. We all signed it. Come on. He's like, no, man, I'm standing up to the man.
It's principles.
I'm not going
to
do that.
You throw him, they pick it up.
Let me show off my skinny-ass quarterback arm.
Yeah, that didn't go far at all.
Yeah, that was 3 feet.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Ben. This is one of the few times I've liked a Ben Affleck acting performance.
Yeah, that was great.
So this was probably one of his first movies, I think
it is.
He was so young.
Now, do you think he was so good in this movie because this is actually the person he is?
Yes.
Because like Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory wins whatever awards, but I think he's just playing himself. I think that's the case here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Maybe.
I think he's just he was a little bit like this in high school and could probably feed off of it.
Yeah. No, Affleck's a tool, for sure.
Literally. All these guys seem like they're probably playing their characters. Like, if you looked at any of these people, you would guess that they would play the character that they're playing in this movie.
Just like that, where he punked out a nerd.
Yeah.
Totally probably did that.
Yeah, of course you did.
They're trying to have a philosophical... It's kind of like... You remember when you were in high school, sometimes you'd have these philosophical conversations with your buddies, and you think you were all wise, and you look back at kids that talk like this now, and you're like,
hey, you're a fucking moron.
Fucking
idiots. Yeah, you
don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I have a 16-year-old daughter, so yeah.
Yep. You're in the middle of it.
Yeah. And she's the hot teacher, right?
Well, they had another hot teacher.
I mean, she's
earlier,
like 5 years older than those guys.
Right.
But she's teaching them about, like...
Would you like to
feminism and burning your bra.
And why we went to war over Texas.
She, like, pats him on the head. Yeah. Like, here, get a little doggy.
Careful now.
Yeah.
Careful.
That's
kind of condescending, I think.
That is.
Whoa.
I got excited.
You got a little
premature.
Yeah, you're foaming all over the place.
You know, I go hard in the paint. That's all
right. Yeah, that's a football reference, right?
It is.
There's no fear here. Go they're
Bulls.
About to drive when they're in eighth grade.
Sports.
Go sports balls.
Keep your experiments safe, it says on the blackboard. Has Mitch touched his nose yet?
I've been watching. He has not.
Has not? All right,
they're
here we
pleading
go.
With the teacher.
50 of you are leaving. 25, but you ain't coming back.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
The teacher's a hipster, I think, too.
Those kids don't have pubes yet.
Oh, what's that? Is that a weed?
Yeah.
Was that a marijuana?
A dandelion.
Oh, here we go.
Bunch of white men. They weren't paying taxes.
I was too proud of white males. Didn't want to
And neither do I. Hear, hear.
Yeah. Who wants to run a train on me after school?
Not I.
Well, not Alice Cooper.
Yeah, Alice Cooper again.
Yeah,
is that
Muhammad Ali with
it? Muhammad Ali's head cut off by Joe Frazier, dressed like George Washington.
I think I just saw Bowie in somebody's locker.
He had a powder wig on. Joe Frazier.
School sucks.
With an X.
Yes. That's how you know they're hardcore.
Yeah. You don't spell it all
plain. So how's the Blazon Saison treating you?
Super good. Very easy drinking.
What brewery is this from?
This is from Bearded Owl in Peoria. Britt, have you been to Bearded Owl yet? I already know the answer.
Yes, I have. No, I have not.
You dropped.
But you're part of the Parliament Club.
I am, and I'm a loser. I don't get out much. So.
What is the Parliament Club for the people who don't know? It's too late to join, but
I helped out with the funding, and I'm a lifetime member, and I get entrance to a lot of their special releases. I got a t-shirt, a growler. There's lots of stuff that came with it.
All the perks.
To the brewery.
Yeah.
At least. And pick up your growler. Pick up your t-shirt. Pick up some beer.
The last time I even made it across the river was a long time ago. Okay, so.
Was it in a van?
Yeah. No.
Down by it. I like that. So what is that?
So there's a ton of eighth.
I know, but like you could just use it because that has a lot of wear on it. There weren't
jealous.
That many fires in that school.
I was so jealous of Wheeling in the Heights growing up. Had a huge. It was like the only school I knew that had a huge fire escape that was just a big slide, and it was like the coolest thing ever. I was like, I want to go to Wheeling. They're like, we don't even live by there.
Okay. Oh, I should have made Mitch plays with his hair. That also.
He does that. Yeah, you should have.
There's Ben Affleck.
Oh, we've
as
Banyan.
Well,
yeah.
I was getting the pizza.
You
want
to throw
my
me
bad.
Under the bus? I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Yeah, it's okay.
So we figured this. You would know. This is his first movie, probably.
One of. Yeah. So there's Parker Posey.
Oh.
She is the ex of Ryan Adams, one of my favorite musicians. And the inspiration for the beer, Snarker Posey, which was a distilled beer that was available on draft at the brewery, well, the restaurant back in the day.
And like, she's now married to the lead singer of Dawes, right? No,
Taylor?
That's
Goldsmith?
That's Mandy Moore, never mind.
No,
they're
different people.
Mandy Moore was married to Ryan Adams,
and
I was
now
like, good
she's
on,
with the
Dawes
dude.
Yeah,
with Taylor,
yeah,
pop
really,
yeah, she's got good taste in musicians.
I've heard,
and they've got good
like,
taste in Mandy Moore.
There's
Mandy
a,
Moore's
there's an
super
is
hot.
There's
I
an,
saw
agreed.
Her perform.
There's a Jason Isbell song
Boys.
About.
Oh yeah, on
Mandy
the new
Moore. I think we
on the new album.
Well, Ryan Adams, his whole. Maybe not the latest album. I think it's the latest album. I mean, it's all
Prisoner.
Basically, yeah, it's all like a lot
Divorce
of it is Mandy
album.
Moore based, and it is like super sad. Like,
I'd say the B sides are better than the album.
I agree.
Okay.
The Prisoner B sides record is much better than the regular. Oh, I like how his is the soul pull.
Yes.
Yeah, I like the fuck
and I like
you.
The fuck you
because I get it because it says like fuck you.
Yeah.
I worded it out one time and I was like, I get it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It definitely took a few it's viewings.
And Renee,
Mitch still hasn't touched his goddamn nose,
Renee,
which I can't
For those
believe.
Of you following on at home, Renee Zellweger is driving the car that the 8th graders are in right
I
now.
Thought that was the older brother of a kid.
Oh, it just looks like Renee Zellweger.
Because Joey Lauren Adams is in this, and they often get confused.
Yes.
But actually, Renee Zellweger does have a role in this. So if you see somebody where there's two females who can't open their eyes... It's Renee Zellweger and Joey Lauren Adams.
Oh, pulling the shotgun on Ben Affleck.
That's not good. Carl Jr. It's like the end of a Quiet Place.
Dude. Do you think that's the first time he's had that character's had a gun pulled on him? He handled it very well.
We're in real life.
He likes to fuck people in uncomfortable places. Well, that's a Mallrats reference. Oh, you little shits are dead.
Do it, Doug.
When Ben Affleck says you're dead, you're dead. Oh, now it's time for air raid, bitches. All right, you little freshman bitches. She annoys me so much in this movie.
I know.
But I love the tall socks.
She's cute, too.
I'm
into it.
I like the tall socks.
The guy's just rolling a tube in the background. He's digging it.
I mean, I'd be there as entertainment, just hanging out.
Yeah, Slater is just... He's just rolling.
Yeah, just loving it.
They're selling concessions.
Can we have permission to use your parking lot?
Yeah, I think a curb stomp would be an order.
Yeah. And now Smash Mouth is going to ask the question, why can't we be friends?
Guy Fieri. He's the greatest.
Yeah, he really is.
Flavor Town.
She's just, it's bukkake with ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
And flour and oats. And
oats.
Yeah. Oats. Like, they're making beer on these freshman bitches. Where's the barley and hops?
Where's this beer from? It's delicious.
Bearded Owl? You're still on that one? I'm still on that one. But I started
you
like
a lot more than I did.
I know. Fuck me, right? I was still finishing up some of that. Yo, when my tape drop, pop. Podopolis. You'll hear all about it on Wayne's World. This is so
wrong. Here's an 8th grader.
Yeah, here we go. An 8th grader. Oh, no. What's in it for me? Anything? Go like this. You spit or swallow. She doesn't even know what he's talking about.
I will definitely
marry. And Slayer's like, that's so degrading, man.
Yeah, she supports it because she
brought
it over to the big asshole.
She swallows, by the way.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
So there's Joey Lauren Adams, star of Chasing Amy and Big Daddy, and that's about it. This is so stupid.
Wasn't she in Biodome?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That, she was one of the gym too, right?
That's the... Didn't that get a nominated?
Yeah.
Is that the Pauly Shore vehicle?
Oh.
Yes, with one of the...
the juice is trying to get loose on this one.
The Baldwin brother. The least successful Baldwin
Steven.
Brother, right?
Ryan, you want to hand me your glass there?
Yeah. Harry
Baldwin. Your hand of fate glass. We got some pulpit rock for it. Those crowlers are full.
That's the only way to get them.
I guess so.
Sabrina.
We thank Nearly Silent Nick for bringing this back.
Nick Burke.
Yup.
Burke. Awesome. Burke.
Oh, it smells so awesome. Good.
This will be...
I'm assuming this has like lactose in it or...
I don't know.
I got it. This is the Whippy Dip.
I'm kind of assuming it's like a lactose IPA.
It's a double IPA. It's a collaboration with Alluvial. Sounds like something.
When I dip, you dip with dip.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if this wasn't like a lactose sugar, like milkshake style. Like
whip dip is 8.3%. It's a collab.
Oh, wow.
Dry hopped with Citra Mosaic, Eureka, and Vic's Secret. And I think Victoria's Secret is that she's delicious.
I do like Vic's Secret hops. I really do. Yeah, they're starting to come around more.
Are they called that because they smell like vagina?
Vic's Secret, like in another episode that I was on recently, like
musky.
Other half, that's a fish. Brewery. They use like a lot of breweries lately are using Vic's Secret.
I think some other half. From a buddy at work.
Yeah, so other half they use a lot of Vic's Secret. In another episode we did Idaho 7, they use a lot of that.
Napoleon Dynamite's from Idaho. Did you know that?
Yeah, more also a Mormon.
These assholes are just sitting in the back of a pickup at like a gas station drinking beer.
Nobody Alfred Hitchcock's Family Plot.
One of my
no, the drinking age
one
was
of
like it was 18
dads.
Back then.
Oh, no,
you're the star of my two dads.
Yeah, but no,
you were great.
He used to tell me stories like we used to pick up a case of beer and drive around all night, never even see one cop. I'm like,
Yeah. I mean, I get that, but these guys are just, it's daylight, and they're hanging out.
And now they're getting waxed, but not the right kind of wax.
I believe this in the 70s. When the drinking age was a little low.
Yeah, it was like 18.
It was 12.
Yeah, it was 12.
No, that was in Canada.
Later in the movie, Mitch goes to buy beer, and he's like, you 18?
Yeah, I just started with the city.
Yeah.
And he touches his nose 20 times.
Change in my pocket.
Oh, Mrs. Pickford.
Oh, the folks are going out of town.
Yeah, she's the MILF. Yeah, she's
chasing that skirt right there.
Yep.
That's a huge trunk. Look at the trunk on that.
I know.
Are you talking about her ass?
Yeah, what are you?
I'm talking about the trunk of the car.
Reminds me of Goodfellas when they stuff the body in there.
Look at that suit that dad has.
Yep.
Is that like that's pre-leisure suit.
Yeah, a little bit. Leisure
suit
Larry.
The suit before the suit.
Super leisure.
So they're going inside to Pickford's house. Now, the London kid, Pink. Pink and Pickford did not get along at all.
Boom. Oh, yeah?
Heat on set between those two.
Yeah.
Not a lot of dialogue.
Not a lot of dialogue. Didn't get along. Mm-mm.
Nope. I wonder what's happened there.
I don't know. But neither one was really in anything now, so I guess it didn't really work out. So,
it's a pissing
Mitch's
contest.
Sister's trying to be nice. She's like the nice senior that... she's like, I gotta be mean to you, but I'm not really mean, which that's how I would be.
I want that chair. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I like how when the parents come up the stairs, they wave the air like that.
Yeah. That'll take care of it.
It's rolling out of that room. Mm.
So I believe Mila Jovovich is like 16 in this movie.
She was married during
the
filming of this.
To him.
No way.
They eloped.
That's nice. How did
motherfuckers eloped to Las Vegas, but then her mom annulled it.
Like, nope.
Nope.
Damn.
Not hashtag 16. Nope.
She's like, Mila, hashtag no. Look at that. Look at that record rack right there. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Right there.
Okay. Me being the type of person I am, anytime I see records or CDs in a movie, I want to flip through it. I want to see what's in their collection.
I like
can't
how
help
he
it.
Had like a ice pick in the door too.
Yeah. Now that guy looks familiar. What have I seen him in? Oh, I still have Tia Career Playboy pulled up on Google. You'll hear about that in a couple weeks. On the Wayne's World episode that we've mentioned a couple times.
Unless you're traveling.
Unless you're traveling
back in time, you're listening to this one retroactively.
Yeah. Oh, Alice Cooper poster.
Frankenstein. I've heard that song.
Did he feed it? Oh. Well, I hope not, Mr. Pickford. Mr. Pickford is played by Richard Dillard.
He's super familiar.
He was in The Ringer, the Johnny Knoxville Act Retarded movie.
That's where I've seen
him.
Did he play an extra in that movie? Because I know I've seen him.
Oh, I know why I know him. He's
sheer. Sorry for your...
He's Grady Hunt on Friday Night Lights. He's the scout.
There you go.
That Smash Williams is wanting to impress so bad. Friday Night Lights, I'm telling you. If you haven't seen it, it's fantastic. I own the entire series on DVD. Also, Connie Britton, hashtag, she can get it. Fine.
Oh, she was in the first season of American Horror Story, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on my older lady list. Connie Britton is a fine woman, and I feel comfortable saying that because Brianna had a thing. No, she had a thing for Coach.
Oh, okay.
Her husband on the show, Kyle Chandler, and I admit... Attractive man. But, apparently we want to be swingers with the Taylors from Friday Night Lights or something. I don't know. We got Free Ride, Edgar Winter Group. That dude is an albino.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No pigmentation at all.
I have a little theory going. You know when you have a movie like this that you really like?
Yeah.
It has good music in it?
Yeah.
You like the music a little more?
Yeah.
I've really been into, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtracks.
Oh, Blue Swede?
Yeah.
A little Hooked on a Feeling?
Like the Ooga Chaka?
Look at this. They're zipping up pants, laying down with, I don't know what those were, pliers or something. And there was a Speedy Gonzales stuffed animal.
Speedy's not racist.
No, not at all.
He's good.
Are you guys enjoying this pulpit rock?
This is really,
it is
good.
Super.
Have you guys been to Decorah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were talking about that before the show started.
Yeah, and me and Britt were both at the Morning Delight release.
Skyrockets in Flight.
And we found out recently, Toppling Goliath just released that, like, their main beers that they do, and not every year.
Pompeii.
Well, that's their IP, but their big ones they do, you know, are Morning Delight, and they do SR-71, and they do Kentucky
Brush. SR-71, great band that a lot of people have forgotten of the early 2000s. They had a song Right Now. She may not be Miss Right, she'll be Right Now.
I didn't know that was...
Written by the guy from Bowling for Soup. Butch Walker produced it.
Dope.
Yep. Fun fact for you. But look them up.
The cool thing is that they do a certain amount of cool beers. Limited release, brewery only. This year, and it might be the only time, I definitely need to be fact checked on this. They're releasing all of them this year.
Huh.
They said that they're going to do Morning Delight this year. They're going to do SR-71 this year. They're going to do Kentucky Brunch Brand Stout this year.
Kentucky Fried Movie.
Assassin, they technically already did this year. That's another one. Yeah. So they're doing all... As far as I know, they've never done them all in the same year before. Now, they've done Brunch Brand Stout.
They're just flopping their dick out on the table.
At least before, but I don't think they've done them all in the same year. They're going to do them all. But the thing is, they just opened a new brewery. It's huge.
Wow. In Decorah?
It's in Decorah.
Because I was going to say, I went there last year in October.
Right, so they just...
And it was not what I would call a big place.
It's super unimpressive. Oh, yeah. Place.
But now it's... Now it's how you would have expected it to be when you went the first time. It is.
Okay.
Okay, what I would say is, it's how Distill is now.
Okay.
I would say it is.
Mitch still hasn't touched his... He still hasn't touched his nose.
What Distill was before was about three times what Toppling Goliath... Toppling Goliath, I would say, generously sacked 30 people.
That guy wasn't even close.
No, he whiffed hard.
So Mitch here is pitching.
He's pitching.
He's never played baseball before until this movie.
Yeah, they had to have a double, like,
we're getting ready to
throw for him.
That's really,
I think we all...
He's got
we got a new
one.
We have a huge...
Greg, if you're at home, drink up.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell, Van Patten Plumbing just lost... And they're doing the good game smack.
They got flushed.
And, Mitch has got a... Oh, he just did it again.
Here we go.
Oh,
boy. We're rolling now.
This is where it all goes downhill. McKnight Auto, victorious. And Mitch is left...
Abandoned by his buddies.
Yep, do it again, Mitch.
Total douche.
Do it again.
Don't you do it.
No!
Come on.
How's that arm of yours doing? That lady's looking him up and down. Look at her.
She is way...
She wants the full meal deal.
It in.
She's like, before World War II, I had a little something like this.
Man, she's looking at him like it's 4 o'clock at Golden Corral.
You folks take care now. I'm going to think of you later. You hear?
She's like, hey, I'll forget.
Happy birthday, America.
Now, Brianna...
Oh, he touched his nose again. God,
Brianna's at a brewery in the Quad Cities right now. And she...
Which one?
They're called...
Bent River.
No.
It rhymes with Bent River.
Yeah.
Rent
River.
Rent
River. Oh, Anthony Rapp was in Rent.
Lent Giver?
Lent Giver. Mass,
I believe. I don't know. They got a beer called Mass Appeal, and it's their 420 beer. And she said they have crowlers. And I said, get one of those. And she's like, it's not being released until tomorrow. I'm like, it's their 420 beer. Like, why?
Yeah.
Are they not releasing it yet?
We have
I don't
to
get
have
that
something so that we
at
can
all.
Scratch the M off of the bottle.
Oh, Wake.
So that says Mass Appeal.
Wake,
oh,
okay. Wake Brewing.
Mitch is releasing. Getting up, oh, like, say, slammed in the parking lot here by all the would-be seniors.
Yeah, no more little, Mr. Nice Guy.
A little homoerotica here.
Little bit.
And they're all really into it.
They're really into it.
Yeah, and he's not.
God, they're putting their whole body into it. It's not right.
It's out of here, his paddle says.
But he doesn't have the holes. He's not getting as much.
Holes, starring Shia LaBeouf. we might watch that movie eventually.
I'm in. What is it? 8x...
What are the holes? Oh, I don't remember.
8x something.
I remember we had to read that book in 8th grade.
I love that book. It is a great book. I hate books so much. Why?
Well, I used to love to read.
It makes me so sleepy.
Sleepy.
It does. I get so sleepy. Like Bill Burr says, I can watch like 4 hours of people getting bit by snakes on YouTube, or like 10 minutes of reading, and you just pass out. You just can't do it.
All right, so they're letting up on him, on Mitch.
So Pink's about to...
He takes it easy. Or does he?
What a terrible batting stance. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, and he, wait, gotta make sure to really hike that front so leg. So he's a left.
Is he left got a few sixers. Oh, you mean beers?
Right, yeah.
Take care of that butt. I'ma fuck it later.
I'ma put my dick up in it.
That BBC coming for you.
Big black cat coming for you, Mitch. You can touch your nose all you want. It gonna hurt.
Weren't his parents at his baseball game?
No.
They're just like, fuck you.
My parents never came to watch me play baseball.
How'd he get there?
He's never played baseball before. Around. Why would
they
you go watch?
They're walkers. All kinds of stuff. This is the 70s, man. There was no such thing as a helicopter parent.
Helicopter parent?
Yeah, the ones that actually care what their kids are doing.
Oh. Those ones? I thought they meant like you own a helicopter.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
they
some
just
people
fly in for
that would be
occasions.
Awesome.
Right?
That's the 1% of the 1%.
There's no launch pad McQuack on any of the baseball diamonds I played at.
Oh, it's a football thing.
I thought you were going to say baseball. Just be smart ass.
Yeah. Big volleyball guy.
A couple of...
Oh, you play track and field. Right,
oh, is it badminton? Chuckles.
Oh, I'm glad he missed his nose there. That was hair.
Why would you want your ass licked by other guys? Just
it's
saying.
It's a senior thing. Don't
it's
ask.
It's pretty popular.
It's
right
a Jeep thing. You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't understand.
And how that's like, an how much money is in this car? All of them have really cherry cars. They're all in great shape.
For the time being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them are probably new. I'd guess maybe some of them are even past when this was set.
Hey, we ain't going to Pickford's. You should come to the Emporium, man.
I mean, realistically, this is not going to happen where... A would-be senior's like, hey,
no.
Eighth grader, come with us.
Yeah, we can hang out.
Take you under this here wing of mine.
We can be friends.
Maybe if he was trying to get with his sister.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
But I don't think he really is.
Which is
no.
A good call on his part.
I think he probably already has. Just
he's
saying.
He's going to ride me in.
Yeah, you won't be able to feel your ass, Mitch.
Oh, Mitch, you run like a...
You
Oh, here we go. Cruising song.
This was a favorite of mine on the soundtrack.
They're at Cranwell's A&W right now.
Just down the road.
It also reminds me of Varsity Blues. When
I was thinking American Graffiti right now.
Fun fact.
With all the cruising around.
The diner here, the drive-thru, is the same one they use for Varsity Blues as this one.
Well, how about that? Did they listen to War in Varsity Blues 2? That guy has a Misfits back patch. Were Misfits a thing in 76? I feel like they probably weren't.
There's probably some... Timeline issue.
Because the Ramones debuted in like 77.
Pre Misfits.
Yeah. I got something to say. I broke continuity today.
That bitch. Oh, Renee.
I'm gonna kick her ass! The most non-threatening voice.
Uh-huh.
To say that.
I'm not mad.
The non-cool kids.
Mm-hmm.
Who sits in the middle of the back seat? That's what I want to know.
I might. If I wanted to be able to talk to both of them. And be seen on the camera.
The camera.
Yeah. I assume there's a camera filming me all the time. I'm also eating a DiGiorno pizza. If you're hearing any weird foley work.
I thought
work.
That was delivery.
No. It's DiGiorno.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask what delivery brought place
to, gives brought to you by Deliverance. I mean...
Yep. $4 special. I do like
how he's getting real right here. He wanted to be an ACLU lawyer to help out the little guy. And then he's like, you know what? I'm better than all those people.
I want to dance. Them. He just said it.
Want to dance.
Oh, here comes Mitch.
Mitch here. Looking good. What is he wearing? Slippers? What is
I
that?
I think he's wearing his mom's blouse.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Burkas.
Those are slippers.
Hey, man, come get into my sweet...
Ooh, and sweet coat. Who's this guy?
It's the Lincoln hey, lawyer.
All right. Yeah.
In his film debut.
It's the Lincoln lawyer.
And apparently the character's based on his older brother.
It's the man in black.
That's Ed Harris, I thought. Are you talking about Westworld?
No, I'm talking about Dark Tower.
Oh, I didn't watch that movie. I heard it sucked.
Don't.
Dark Tower.
Idris Elba's in it.
It's real.
They had a. It had between those two. You'd think it'd have been.
It's super bad.
Aerosmith.
You got to go to the venue to get the tickets.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna get StubHub.
I remember having to go to like a ticket agent to get tickets. Remember that? That was a bitch.
Like Damone in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Is that where everybody would like wait outside the Civic Center?
Super sketchy. That, or you have to go to like. Like JCPenney or fucking what was that like Famous Bar or something?
Do you guys? Oh, yeah. See, all right, like, so we're listening to Bob Dylan Hurricane. Did you recognize his shirt?
Was it Che Guevara or whatever?
No, it was Ted Nugent and the Amboy Dukes.
Dope.
That's a Nuge shirt. We talked about Nuge
right there.
He's got his cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve.
Yeah.
Another little tidbit, my dad.
This wasn't on the first time.
No,
and that was disappointing to me because this was a great song.
I'm waiting for Denzel to come walking in
and
playing Hurricane.
Anybody in foosball? I used to play foosball 5 hours a day.
You playing football? Have my back,
playing
Mama
Foosball.
Mama, I don't play
it's
football.
It's beyond me.
The delivery guy shit. He said he bricked.
Hey man, sophomore man.
Yeah. I heard you touch your nose a lot.
Make people drink.
She seems cooler than a lot of the girls in this
and
show.
They all, like, they're really good at nonverbal communication. Her friend just points and they're like, oh, okay, that's right. Let's go.
I'm glad you didn't do Mitch touches hair.
Hair or nose. Ooh, yeah, we'd be going to stop.
Oh. Hurry up, man.
I'm going to work on some Kiss statues.
And Gene Simmons is going to buy them and then turn a profit
for like
on them.
$6,000.
It's stupid.
We both read IMDb.
We did. Gene Simmons actually bought these.
Did he really?
And for his personal collection
and then sold them.
Because it's Gene Simmons, so why wouldn't he? He held on to them for a few years and then sold them for a lot more than what he paid for them.
You got to make ends meet, Gene, if you're listening.
You got a doobie. They spelled Doobie different. I always pictured Doobie being spelled like Doobie Brothers.
Right.
That's because it probably should be.
Yeah, it should be. Sounds like we have a new guest coming to the studio.
Surprise guest?
Robert.
Or Robert. Somebody that saw your Facebook post and is like, I'm going to rob Justin's house.
So they're heading out. They don't give a shit. Oh, yeah, they still think the party's going on at Pickford's place. She's got her hair teased out like my grandma did.
No. Oh, yeah. Crank it up, fuckers.
I Just Want to Make Love to You is playing.
What are they going to do? What is that device in his hand in the car?
Was it a vape?
It was the...
he was vaping.
Yeah, no, he made it in the wood shop. And he had to put gum on
was
it.
Was that a paddle?
Yeah, it must have been a paddle.
Somebody... Yeah, they just... Oh, hey, what's up? We're doing Dazed and Confused, Tyler.
Oh, hey!
What's going on?
Hey!
And the special guests are here.
Right? Yeah, special guests. Fast forward, we're going to do some drunken lullabies later. Yeah, feel free to scooch that out of the way, and you guys can sit in the recliner there.
Can I have a seat?
Don't sit on the... Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't sit on the delivery.
But it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
Get out of here. You're getting paid by the enterprise.
You know, yeah. It's Grey Poupon. Yeah.
The Hot and Ready.
It's cheaper. Hot and Ready's cheaper than DiGiorno's. Unless they're on sale.
Well, Tyler, since you're hanging out and going to watch half the movie at this point, feel free to go upstairs, grab some glasses, and you can join in the party and have some of the same beverages as we are. We're polishing off currently a Whippy Dippa from Pulpit Rock and Alluvial, but we do have plenty of the Bearded Owl Blazon Saison for 420. So
can't say that enough.
You can get some of that in ya. Hey man, I'm working the sponsors here. So okay, we have a black light makeout party going on here.
Like the middle school
best
dance.
Kind of makeup.
All right, well I'm gonna say this right now. I'm older than a lot of the people in the room. I do not remember any blacklight makeout parties. I remember being in basements for some makeout parties, but not at a school dance. No, what's going on there?
And last Tuesday for me was.
Can we all agree?
Last
that
Tuesday.
There's no way that kid would have left
kicked out
that blackout, movie. That blacklight makeout.
No,
party
no.
With that girl.
No. She was
not
cute.
He would not.
No. He's not going to do better.
He
than
got
that.
Boob.
He got boob. He would have never got.
Yeah.
Boob. He was not going to leave that.
He was round in second. Shoes. I think he says or something.
Ground rule double, I think.
Well,
it got lost.
But the bases are different
at
this age than they are probably seniors.
Yeah.
We're in the big time now. We're freshmen.
The bases for me changed a lot.
We're pulling tongue all night long
over. Second base to me would just be like, I get to sit next to a girl. That's certain point in my life. Proximity. Like, because I was the awkward fat kid for a lot
for
of my life. Not a lot of change.
Hey, man.
But
there was a knee brace.
That was enough, you know, in hormone-induced states.
Oh, she stuffs her bra. That's why he left.
Yeah.
You know.
Who hasn't done that? Just left a date because she found out she stuffed her bra.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, me stuffing
date. I'd appreciate the effort. Like, you're trying to, you know, do something for me. That's,
peacocking.
That's a good initiative.
Yeah.
Peacocking.
They're going to beat up little Ron Jeremy here.
Player.
Uh-oh.
So much faster.
Yeah.
He's evasive.
This is going to end badly. All right. Squeal like a pig.
I think he's taking his pants down right now.
This is the deliverance scene with Ben Affleck.
It's a metaphor, I think.
That's not right. It's not right now.
Do you want to switch it? Meaning, do you want to have sex with a boy or a girl?
Bottoms, yeah.
And they're just watching.
Bottoms.
They're like, oh, this shit again.
I hope they leave a beer for that kid.
Right?
They're usually pretty good about it. They'll give him a beer if they take it like a
They're
man.
Just throwing that Lone Star around.
Well, that can was empty. He dumped out the swill.
Okay.
What is it? What is it?
It has beer? To be Lone Star, right?
It's probably non-Brandon. With that kid there? Some kid we saw running around that should have been by the Red
Center? Now that's cool. The label says, like,
beer.
Alone, bright light in the sky.
Surveys a beer.
Yeah. Oh, huh?
Oh.
Tubs. Wasting a beer. They have a whole trunk full of them.
And it cost them $8.79.
Exactly. Suggested retail price on that beer is 25 cents. And he just threw a full one.
Matt Damon's mean.
Matt Damon.
He was good in Good Will Hunting, though. He was really good in Thor Ragnarok, too.
Hey, fucker, I did. Oh, that's something you only catch in the captions, I guess, because I don't remember that line.
No.
Which one were they referring to?
I thought it was Hey Fucker Bite Me is what I thought it was.
Melba Toast? Why are they talking about Melba Toast? This is when I need Daryl here.
Yeah,
he knows what all this means.
This is what I tried to fake on the Groundhog Day episode.
Yeah.
Like, I knew what I was talking about.
So, McConaughey, like, improv'd, like,
all of
90% of his lines in this movie.
He just said, White Lightning, that's moonshine. I know that from a George Jones song. Pizza Cutters, I assume, is what I just used on this DiGiorno. I don't think any of that delivered. Has... Oh, no, it's DiGiorno, my friend. Don't you be mistaken.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what they need to do? They need to take those beer caps and get a beer cap map like I got.
Yeah. You know what, though? They need a bottle cap kit. No, everything's coming in cans now. You stop getting bottle caps.
I know, right?
It's either cork or can.
I need to fill that thing up.
Oh, there was some nose touching.
I'm out of beer.
I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you guys need to open... Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
What are we doing?
Megafauna, which is a triple IPA from Cerebral.
Yes.
Nose touch.
All right. So we're two in the hole.
Two in the hole.
Where are you at?
In the hole.
With beer.
Now batting.
Oh, I'm...
He's out.
Brit.
No, yeah.
Oh, you're out.
I'm waiting, yeah.
In waiting. You hear that? Get that pour there. Look at that.
Ooh.
Tulip.
Oddly enough, this tastes a lot like the Blazon Saison.
He just did a nose touch again. Oh, fucker! That's like 12 right there!
I'm gonna pass this
over. Oh, he did it again! That's seven. That's like six drinks. Seven, eight!
Using my glass. Holy I got the shirt shit. On. Huh?
Do we all chug?
I think we chug it.
Yeah.
Chug it!
No. How many times did Mitch touch his nose?
Like, legit seven.
Seven. Legit seven?
Legit seven.
Seven drinks? Okay, like I said, we don't do drinking games on this show, but Matthew McConaughey just touched his nose.
Well, that doesn't count. That's not the game.
All right.
You set the rules. We're going to follow the rules.
Somebody else's nose.
He's going to throw that beer up in the air.
What do you think? This is Land of the Free?
And it's going to cue a fantastic song, Fox on the Run.
Oh.
I'm gonna crank it up now, because I know it's coming.
Oh, that's Band on the Run. I just screwed that
That's Paul McCartney, yeah.
That's all right. I admit I don't.
Oh, here we go.
That's why I'm not.
Sandra.
Again, there's so much wasted beer in this. Also on the Guardians soundtrack.
This is also by The Sweet, or is it Slade? I can't remember.
Sweet Slade. No.
Sweet Slade. It was one of those, late 70s glam rock bands.
You know, a lot of
and they smell their fingers. That's ridiculous.
And then he licks his lips.
And then Mitch touches his nose because he wants to smell his own fingers.
Old. Working for the city.
Trying to get a little extra change in my pocket.
They talking about Jesus Christ?
Junior college, Jesus Christ, whatever.
Here is the classic line.
Yep, everybody be quiet.
His belt buckle's a pipe.
That's awesome.
That's how you do it in Texas. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age. Charles Wooderson now doing 20 for statutory rape in the state of Texas.
What was the age of consent back then?
Was there one?
Probably 15.
I'd take the under.
Literally.
I'll take this drop.
It's, under. I mean...
Nose touching fucking asshole! Please, don't make me drink this drink.
Doug, you are so aggressive at this.
I had to chug that last time.
Oh, you actually did that shit?
Britt told me I had to.
We were joking.
Get your checkbook out and write me a check for $500.
No.
I told you had to.
No.
Wow, you should open one of your other ones.
Yeah, I said we should chug it, and I'm like, wait, it's a triple. I'm not chugging this.
Tush! It rhymes with Kush, which is what they're smoking, I think.
And it rhymes with push, which is what you do into the tush.
What?
No.
Bush, they're a band that played at the Monarch earlier this week. Glycerine. That's really? A chemical compound.
No, they've come down a little ways, huh?
The song's Listerine.
Yeah, okay. My bad. So we just cracked open a Ballast Point Peanut Butter Victory at Sea. Woo. You've had Victory at Sea, but you have not had it with peanut butter.
I not, actually
now
have,
you can't. Oh, damn it.
At a local bar had it not a few months ago.
Now you're making Doug feel bad. He thought he was really doing something.
I thought it was awesome when I had it.
There you go.
I really liked it.
So we're playing Mailbox Baseball, which we actually have talked about this. Oh, no. They're messing with garbage. That's ridiculous.
What's that bumper sticker say? The juice?
The Jews?
Juice.
The juice?
Oh. I thought
there's
a
bumper sticker.
They were like Holocaust deniers.
No.
Because, I mean, well, it's Texas, so, I mean, let's be honest.
What, are we going to paint with a broad stroke here?
It's the only way I paint. Paint by numbers don't... I'm not good at those. It's just all one color. This scenery is brown. Why has he got a bowling ball?
Faggot sissy pussy freshman.
And he just...
Or the bowling ball.
You can tell that kid never knew how to throw a baseball. Well, by the way, he just chucked that bowling ball.
That looked like safety glass. I didn't think they had safety glass in the 70s. That back window. Windshield.
Oh.
You're nuts, man. He touched his nose. He's throwing bowling balls. That kid's crazy.
He kind of looks like what I would envision a young Marilyn Manson without makeup.
Mm.
I agree.
Everybody thought he looked like Paul from the Wonder Years, but I knew they were wrong. Because that kid's name is Josh Saviano. Gas is 58 cents a gallon. God damn, I can fill my tank up for $6. Roughly.
Man. Freshman's lookout. He's
going to pay for the beer. Oh, yeah, yeah. We get a nice little scene here. Yeah, that's what everybody craves when they're high. Sunflower seeds.
That's so much
I want to put something in my mouth that's going to take me like 20% longer to open and enjoy.
Cigarettes were only 60 cents.
Old Dutch cleaner.
Like cigarettes? And they didn't have brands. It's just you got Lucy's. Cigarettes.
Yeah, what do you see? The Lucky Strikes or whatever.
Beer.
Beer's $1.69.
Ah, 69. All right.
I don't get it.
Brian Ballard's quick stop here.
Oh, shit. You the kids that fucked up my mailbox.
And he's got his finger on the trigger. He means business.
Well, that's no good. Really? Is a mailbox that important
to that guy?
I have a P.O. box. I don't give a fuck what you do. It's in a postal facility.
It's a felony offense.
Yeah, just send it to P.O. Box 475. See what happens. Gun it, Pickford. Go.
That was great.
Old man Wilkerson just fell on his ass.
And he... He risks murdering somebody over a mailbox.
Hey, it's a felony offense.
Yeah, felony offense.
I drunk drove to get there.
Yes.
It says rock and roll hoochie coo.
It's those flaming bags of poop again. Don't put it out with your boot.
He calls the shit poop.
No. Ford is on the Warren Commission.
We need some alcohol. That's for sure. Well, if you guys need any alcohol, we got some Peanut Buster. Victory at Sea.
Peanut Buster. Peanut
Buster. Sorry.
Peanut Buster.
I'm forgetting our original sponsor, Iron Spike.
That would be Peanut Buster. That would be Iron Spike.
Iron Spike.
This is Ballast Point.
Yeah.
Am I pronouncing
fucking
that right?
Sellouts. I think so. Hey, you know what? I hear Blake that used to work at Iron Spike. Maybe doing some collaboration brewing with Bearded Owl. How about that, huh?
With who?
Bearded Owl.
Who's that?
It's illegal for minors under the age of 18 to consume alcohol at the Emporium. Just so you know.
Huh. It never stopped me.
You been to the Emporium?
Yeah.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
It's a cool place. Well, I have been there. That is super fun.
It is. Very cool place.
Consuming alcohol
after
Fobam,
I went there.
And the Festival of Barrel Age Beers?
I went there after FOBAB. I had a great time.
Just in case you don't speak acronym.
FOBAB?
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. I had never been to the Emporium, and everyone I was with didn't want to go, except like one
person. Why wouldn't you want to go? It's awesome.
Everyone was like, we don't want to go. It's too much fun. No, that's not what they said. But looking back on it, that should have been their argument, because was a lot of fun.
That's me. I'm lame. I went to Atlanta for work, and I didn't do anything. I was going to go to
Brain Change. Atlanta!
Well, I took joy in going to bed at 8:30 and not having kids around.
I hear there's a lot of strip clubs down there. There was somebody who came into the bank.
A friend told you?
No. Well, I mean...
An acquaintance?
I've never been to a strip club, and I've definitely never been to a strip club in Atlanta. But there was somebody that came into the bank and requested a lot of singles because they were going to Atlanta and going to some strip clubs and fucking making it rain, and it was a lady.
Have you really never been
to a strip club?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, neither have I. And when I tell people that, they look at me like,
I know.
What do you mean? You never been to a strip club? I'm like, Brit. No. I've never been to a strip club.
The night is young.
Yeah.
No, see, my marriage is forever.
So this dude...
And that
is,
means,
is she listening?
Glitter is forever.
Yes. This guy shows up in another Richard Linklater movie, Boyhood.
Hear that.
Okay.
Yeah, get some money in your pocket. Touch your nose, Mitch. Touch your nose.
Don't.
Nope. Okay. That guy is just really chewing that gum.
He loves it.
Oh.
Oh, well, here's your bros.
I got some beer.
I'm too cool for you.
Watch me flex these nuts, man. I got a sixer.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some sophomore sniz with his beer.
Ian.
I'm gonna touch my nose.
He points weird right here. It's always bothered me.
That's because
he's like, this.
He's like,
look at him. He's
like around the corner.
Like playing a fiddle?
Yeah.
Can't throw for shit, can't point for shit.
He points like back at himself. He's like, me.
Oh, he's like, check it out, sophomore bitch. I got some beer.
The sophomore chick's back, so where did they go earlier? That's my question.
They went out back to smoke, but even though that's hazy as shit in there, obviously people are smoking indoors.
Cigarettes.
Hey, it was 4:20. Oh,
cigarillos, too.
They got a Swisher Sweet.
I like how he's like, don't worry about the change. Like,
he's got
another 2 6-packs in his pocket. Where the cash?
He's just giving the beer.
Party at the Moon Tower, guys. Fucking party at the Moon Tower.
That guy doesn't want the change.
Like 20,
he can't
it was
fit
like
in
$26
pants.
To get a cake.
Those babies are tight.
He's like, just giving the beers
and
away.
And now his 6-pack's gone. Like, what?
Is that a triple IPA?
I'm gonna fucking
you shouldn't
party
give
with
those
that guy
away.
Just throwing beers away.
That is a future transgendered person right there.
Mitch?
No, the guy that Banyan just beat in pool.
Oh, he's like, hey, sophomore.
That was back before.
Yeah, we're going to go party at the Moon Tower.
Acceptable.
Cross your legs like a lady.
He's starting to sophomore.
No, she's open for
that
for
just it's I just saw homo. Okay, homo.
Okay, homo.
Also,
he gave a signal.
Also not okay now?
No, no homo.
No.
Hashtag no homo.
Oh, and she's helping get O'Banion.
Uh-oh. He's falling into
like,
his trap.
That's where, so this is where you see what
I love about
you
push that guy like this.
This is where,
I'm
this
so
is where you see how bad.
Oh, here we go. That Julie chick, she loves
you. Want her?
Terrible advice.
The worst advice.
Don't do it.
It's like the very
don't listen to him, Mitch.
Face man.
Just touch your nose a bunch.
This is the guy that does the naked man on How I Met
Your
Mother.
Maybe I'll see him later.
It works. Yeah. It works 2 out of 3 times.
I've never had sex, but here's my advice for
you. I don't know.
It just goes to show you
Benny
how
lays a lot
much of a douche this character is. Because
yeah.
He could not wait to get out here.
Oh, it's the machine
shop.
How do you get all these people in it, though? Like,
I really want to whoop some butt.
All these guys to
get
in on
O'Banion. Red Pants McGee is about to get
maybe
it.
They all hate O'Banion.
It's like a union.
They
kind of
do,
be
but like,
strong.
They're going to roll with a freshman? Plot hole. Right now.
Yeah. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? Oh.
Another cherry, boys.
His pants look like
he's
wet
about
him.
To insert.
Wooderson's even like, this guy's ridiculous.
It's like, why isn't he chilled out, man? All right.
He needs some weed, man.
Oh.
Oh. You don't lick a mother.
Wait a minute. What's about to hit my shoulder?
Oh.
So how does the paint pourer not know that he's about to hit it?
Yes, I've right, like, what are they always waiting for? Wondered that.
Like, do they know he's going to
teach Lord him? Have mercy on my soul.
I love the music playing. Right here.
Oh!
And, like, why wouldn't he get out of the way?
Dun, 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 dun. And indistinctive yelling.
Yeah.
Did this get nominated for a, you know, a...
Yeah, this is that? What drove him to get all those wonderful toys and become Bruce Wayne.
Much to
the... Where's the trigger?
Dismay of many DC comics.
Yeah.
His formative years were messed up.
I used to paddle children.
I got paint on my taint.
That's you gotta paint that taint.
That's why he's can't kill the
paint that taint.
And now he's gonna go.
Doug almost spit to
sweet
ass broad strokes
covered in paint.
Oh, there's growling. There's literal growling going on.
Oh, he's gonna threaten some people right here.
Oh, he just dropped the other F-bomb.
Freshman.
He called Mitch.
Forget.
He called him that thing.
Did Mitch touch his
nose? A cigarette. Football, a bottle of sticks.
Why would you get in your car covered in paint?
He broke his paddle. Like,
you would not do that.
Absolutely, and I walk home.
No, I'd strip.
Take your clothes off. Yeah, do something.
Is that car, is it just Bondo? What kind of color?
Any drugs are grass.
Very, like, flat gray.
Okay, yeah. Can we all agree that Ben Affleck's a fucking asshole?
Yes.
All right, devil's advocate. Those cars could take a beating back then, though.
Like,
agreed.
So they could take a lick like that kid's mother, apparently.
Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly.
Soggy fries.
Much like Anthony Rapp getting raped by Kevin Spacey. Allegedly.
You know what? I've seen him in Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah, I know, right? We did that movie.
Did we mention that earlier?
Yeah, we did.
We did? Okay.
It's just he's on screen again. And he did Rent.
Like the real Rent?
Yeah, like he's...
The overrated Broadway play?
Correct.
Yeah, the one that everybody's like, oh, look, I got HIV, I'm going to sing about it.
Yep.
Okay.
That guy loves to sing about AIDS.
That's the
but
one.
I can't pay the rent
because my HIV meds cost so much.
I wish I had sickle cell.
Is this one of those like karaoke?
Karaoke biggie.
It's getting that way pretty
quick. Oh, yeah, eventually. Hey, look, it's time for a Matthew McConaughey gif. I love those redheads. I know you.
That guy never passed geography.
What a dick.
And they're like, why?
She's checking out her hair like, do I look good?
Yeah. I'm teasing it up.
Let me pick this out.
I need a six head for this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The higher the hair, the hotter the guy. What's
going on there? I don't know.
Hey,
Mr.
So
we're going
to still go?
Yeah. Party's at the moon tower.
I do want to dance.
Oh, and here's
a little kiss.
There's those kiss.
What about those statues?
Well, Paul's playing the flute, which I guess makes sense.
The electric flute.
Yeah.
The skin
flute.
Ooh, like a penis.
You're right. You got it.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We were trying to be subtle, but you just had to put it on front.
No,
street.
I just wanted. I'm good at stuff. I understand things.
Some of your listeners are pretty slow, though.
That's true. You know.
He put it on front street.
I translate for them, like, perfectly. For all the slow listeners, I translate in
real time
for them.
You don't know where front street is?
It's dick joke.
It's like right in front.
like where the dick is.
I get it.
I want to rock and roll all night.
It's better than Backstreet.
It's part of every day.
Backstreet's back. It's all right.
It's party every day. Not
no
question
mark. No, I only.
Is it all right?
It's not all right.
He's like,
we need to sleep.
I only have like from like noon to three.
All right.
I gotta work.
Yeah.
So two of your glasses are empty. We still have some of this peanut butter victory at sea. Your Uber hasn't arrived, so that means
I have not called it.
So that means you can still drink.
That son of a bitch.
I know you, man.
They're going to be like, what's
we had history together.
Why is your Uber driver a son of a bitch?
Yeah, I'm out of under contract.
Son of a bitch.
It smells awesome.
Can't get the
That's a Nazareth song. That's called Hair of the Dog.
Your Uber driver is Nathaniel Rett.
That would be awesome. I would ask to touch his beard.
Just scratch it.
First thing I would say. Before, like,
do you have the night sweats?
I need not ever get old.
Drinking whiskey and throwing dice. All right, so have you guys ever been to a party like this? Not necessarily at a moon tower, whatever that is, But out in the woods.
Yes.
Yes.
In with kegs.
Yes.
And light.
No.
Run by an electrical system.
Pipes. Fire like, light.
On a generator.
Fire. Fire. Yes. Fire light.
Yeah. Fire is one thing. At this is light.
Yeah.
Like
those are floodlights.
Yeah.
The moon tower, bro. Where's they gotta have lights for the moon cameras.
Tower. I guess.
Yeah. That's to be fair, that tower's right up.
Always by gonna the moon. Get in a fight.
Beer bus.
Oh. I'm the one smoking marijuana.
You got a problem with that, motherfucker?
Smells like reefer, man. It's 420. Oh, ooh, he didn't say ass. So, you know, oh, but then he drops the F-bomb.
So
I'm so confused by this bully.
That get really angry when they smoke pot?
And who takes their fucking shirt off to fight?
That's why I'm
that guy. He wants to get greased up like the guy on Family Guy.
Do you? I usually have my shirt off before the fight, and I put it on when it's going on.
You're like, all right, hold on.
It's a formal fight. It's a formal fight.
Looks like we're almost out of here.
Dress your... Let me button this. I have my fighting sweater on.
These buttons are so hard to get.
I want to make sure you got plenty to grab on.
Now he plays
the... Now you need to play the theme song of my alma mater as I take my shirt off and fold it in my corner.
My fight button. Yes.
Hail alma mater, let us engage in fisticuffs.
This is my party Henley, and I need to put on my,
yeah.
my fight pose. Party
Somebody's gonna die right now, right?
This is the thing you think is a good idea when you're in high school and you're drunk. You're like, let's go climb on something.
It's gonna be legit.
It's gonna be formal.
We have to climb the moon tower.
A tuxedo t-shirt.
Some freshmen hit their head, man.
Yeah. Autopsy said they had one beer. You're so dead, man.
You're fucking dead.
Blood stains.
Blood stains.
Broken glass everywhere.
To be fair, there's broken glass all over Texas.
Yeah. Oh, he's
stewing. He's doing the juice stew.
Yeah, he's the juice stew.
The juice stew.
Hashtag juice stew.
Totally stereotypical, but probably 100% correct.
It's a Hollywood thing. They made him do that.
Yeah. Juice stew! What goes in a good juice stew?
Matzo balls?
Obviously.
Kosher salt?
Pickles?
Are they kosher pickles?
Well, obviously.
Well, then, yes, sir. Okay. They can go in.
Gefilte fish?
My girlfriend, go with the gefilte. I get in so much trouble all the time. Like, I'm not used to like my boundaries.
She makes a juice stew?
No.
She's Jewish?
She doesn't even microwave well.
Postcoital.
Postcoital juice stew.
No.
That takes on a whole new connotation.
Yes. All right, this is how Jewish, like, her family is.
Did we talk
is,
about
though.
Condoms? Or...
Their, place, yeah, their placemats are matzah. Like,
what?
It looks like matzah.
You can eat the placemats?
No. It looks like it. But why would it be?
All right, so do you have to do, like, the Passover and all these holidays?
So, okay, so the Passover, believe it or not, they don't do as big of a deal. They
damn
do
it, Hollywood.
They do
Seder.
So Hanukkah is not big as far as like they don't
Hanukkah.
Like the candles and stuff, but
it's called a
they
menorah.
Get together, but not you, on Hanukkah, wait, just around the
hang on.
The time
do
around.
They listen to Adam Sandler?
Neil Diamond.
No. But I tell you what, their favorite holiday though is Purim. That's their big one, which is like
the hey, Jewish Purim out.
Purim?
Yeah. Hey.
Purim is like the Jewish
Purim if you got them.
Like, for the listener, like, Mitch did that. Not touch
it,
his nose.
There was like a
you do not have to drink.
Like Haman was like some evil dude.
It's pronounced Hyman.
Hyman. Hyman. It's from the throat.
But anyways,
Hyman.
Yeah, so I celebrate all Jewish and non-Jewish holidays.
Are they the Jews that like
that's
to
every day.
Like do the circumcision with the rabbi?
You cut dicks, yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's
I asked it right away.
They had some there's a microscopic
foreskin.
They have a circumcision.
To me.
There were rabbis that would use their mouth to remove the blood, and they were spreading STDs.
I thought you were
going to
say foreskin.
No, this is a real
thing.
If you don't believe me, Google it.
I
don't think so.
Google it.
I'm gonna make random.
Oh, we got a beer bomb.
Do yourself a favor and do not Google it.
Yeah,
not at work. Do not
I have a
Google
feeling
that
yeah.
at work.
Anybody listening to this podcast
in corporate America, please
yeah,
do not
totally
Google that at work.
Google it at work.
You will,
men at work,
all kinds of red flags.
Down under,
FBI,
who can it be now?
CIA, CEO, all of them, red flags.
Vegemite sandwich. Men at work.
But I know that shrimp on the barbie.
Guy had a lazy eye, but became a Rockstar. Oh, hey, there's that sophomore. Hey. She's into it with the blue eyeshadow.
If she touches his nose, do we drink?
If she touches anything on him, we drink, I think.
Oh, man.
Hey-o.
So let's have another
story. Oh, now it's time. Oh. Yeah. Benny. Big talk. Benny and Pink got to talk about that paper.
Look at that upholstery.
The redhead guy reminds me of somebody, and I cannot put my finger on
Michael Rappaport?
Yep. A little bit. Mixed with Seth Rogen. I think that's what it is.
Mixed, like if they had a baby?
Mixed yeah. with...
CJ Miller.
Who likes to call him Bob Threats?
He doesn't look like an emoji. So,
if Michael Rappaport had a baby with TJ Miller, and that baby called in a bomb threat, it would be that
it
guy.
It would be Banyan. No,
and Seth Rogen confused. Was the surrogate mother.
Seth oh, Rogen was yeah, the was yeah. the we got to make it more was like the birth coach.
Yeah. Okay. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Woosah.
Woosah.
Touch your pressure points.
Dustin left. It got quiet in here. He drives most of the conversation.
He's still here in spirit.
Yeah, and this is one of the worst scenes in the movie.
He's dead on the
this
couch.
Is like the third or fourth time they talk about signing this paper, and he tries to like strong arm him into
it's
it.
It's a wadded up piece of paper.
He slams the door. I'm angry, man.
Shit.
You're leaving your brothers behind.
You can't be the QB.
It's the bicentennial, man.
Cherry bomb plane.
All right, I'm pretty sure Cherry Bomb came out after this movie.
Parker's gonna like fall down.
Oh, party fell.
Renee Zellweger fell down.
Was that in the body double?
Not really, Renee Zellweger.
Daddy, hello, Mom.
Oh, disapproving.
It's really my favorite song.
Smiley Jovovich.
Cherry Bomb.
She's talking about zombies.
George Washington.
They're like aliens.
Was
oh yeah, this is
into
this is some weird things.
So this is Liz Phair?
Is it Liz
it's
Phair?
Lilith Phair.
Oh, I thought Liz Phair? She sang some dirty songs. She is a dirty birdie.
Exile in Guyville.
She's America's sweetheart.
She sings a song about white hot cum. I'm not even kidding. Look it up.
Look up every one of your favorite singers. They all sing about white hot cum.
Yeah, but she explicitly says, I love your white hot cum or something along those lines.
Who doesn't?
Well,
show of hands. Oh no,
show of hands.
No, yeah, no, no, no.
Like, wait,
mine's up higher.
Wait, I'm not.
I have two.
Ryan's got lower.
For the record,
there she's hot, man.
I'm totally like chicks. I'm way
chicks
than all you.
It's like on the, it's on the ground. His hand is on the ground.
Like you get so much smarter in your 20s.
Look at that poor form on pouring that beer. It was all foam. And it wasn't even infected stout.
Like children are pouring beers or something. Mm.
They probably are. You know what, though? I had my first beer in 8th grade. We were down in my buddy's basement, and we broke open. So we opened a non-open bottle of alcohol, like liquor, which is dumb. And it was 180-proof tequila from Mexico.
Nice.
And we thought that was a good idea. And then the next day, we got a little talking to. It's like, why did you open an unopened bottle of beer?
Like you weren't there? You weren't there.
No, I was there. Because this was like
but
my
best friend.
But
you said you fucking morons?
That was them, the parents calling
adult.
Us morons. Like you could have had Real vodka fine. And put a little water in it and we would have never known.
The dog's fine. You guys don't have to stop talking just because I'm...
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we kind of do.
You really don't.
That's the...
We're talking
that's
about
the drunk
you.
At the movies photo op.
Right.
That's there's a, like everybody in here.
There's always. To, I almost wore my Drunken Maniac shirt, but then I'm like, it's 4:20 and cops are out in force. So
like
I'm gonna.
Right.
I'm not gonna wear a target on my chest.
I'm a hip, a hip,
a
hip,
a
hip,
a
hip,
a
hip,
a
hip,
a
hip, a hip, don't stop a rocking in a bang bang boogie day the boogie day the boogie day the boogie day the boogie day beat.
There you go.
So Tyler,
cheating
we were
on his girlfriend.
To make out.
We were
with
talking that
best looking girl in the movie.
Record store day is tomorrow.
Oh, what are you doing? Are we gonna?
This is the third one I have not been involved in. Second one you haven't been involved in, correct?
Did I work last night?
No, you worked one after me because I left in February.
Look at this tease. Let me make out with.
Yeah,
you.
So you would
have. But I don't think I worked that.
You didn't work that day.
Okay.
What dirtbag does that, man?
I was on temporary layoff.
Is he using
okay.
a PVC pipe?
I might have been on tour. Pot? I don't remember.
PVC? Oh, I do see that. That's
like
a tease.
That looks like an elbow.
Yeah.
I
That was before, like, California was required to put, like, cancerous... Like,
it's a cigarette, okay, though. He's just got it shoved in there.
Like, you know they've gone crazy when my grandpa is, like, 90 and he's drink two pots of coffee a day.
Are you empty?
Well, it might cause cancer. It's like,
he's been both of you.
And he's drinking good? Maxwell House. He's not even drinking good
Gotcha.
Stuff.
Where'd that come from?
The floor.
Oh, I gave them I gave them the sponsor beer.
They got some floor beer.
Yeah, floor beer. I just cracked open an M43.
Yep.
The opposite, which
I'm so happy to have them.
I know. Yeah.
It's whatever the fuck you want.
It's the lowest. So I was at Broadway and Dirt Beer, and I went to get this.
Oh, look at him!
Some grit in that one.
And then he's a little Casanova
in the cooler, and this was in front of him. I'm like, it's a sign. I'm taking 2 4 packs home. I'm good.
Oh yeah,
they're giving him advice. I don't think he needs it though.
Ooh. Like, I like how you drop the F-bomb, and then he says wimp. Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
The spectrum.
Yeah. Can I do both?
It's all of the above. Yeah. I'm a little bitch.
With insertion, yeah.
Show it to her? Yeah, that's...
Sexually assault her.
Hey, I want to present my penis.
Do you think any
has
of these
that ever ended well?
Is that robot chicken? Is that
they told me to show it to you.
Who's that lesbian talking to that little girl?
It's Dustin.
I don't know if you want to see this. Is this rape? I don't know.
You sound like that character from Big Mouth.
Nick Kroll's character.
Hey, guys, you're talking over a turning point in this little girl's
life. Oh, I'm sorry.
Life.
Oh, shit.
She's standing up to somebody for the first time.
I don't know. Air raid.
Someone
bitches.
In a position of power. If more people did that in this country, we wouldn't be in the Me Too.
Parker Posey is a hashtag bitch in this movie. She's the bad
me.
She's the bad lady in Josie and the Pussycats.
Do you think that
if you've seen that movie?
Do you think that her father's absent in her life because she has a lot of hatred in her life?
You think so?
A lot of hatred.
Oh, there's some rage like going
dominant
on
male monkey motherfucker.
Is he 2.5 beers in?
He's like, yeah. Kevin Spacey.
Oh, here we go.
Allegedly.
No, wrong guy. Oh no.
Oh. It was fighting words.
Oh, snap.
You know what, though? That was a
he
good
got his,
shot.
He got his one punch, but that's not all it takes. He's like, oh.
Like, he threw a solid right hand, and then he just didn't know what to do.
He got to follow
some
through.
Body punches right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't think he thought that farther, much farther. Than
he
that.
Didn't.
He
just didn't.
Went, he thought
he's
that
not
was
smart.
It.
I didn't think you'd punch me back.
And he's got terrible form on his punches.
Well, you know,
he's all foot clamped.
Like, ground and pound. I forgot I poured some of this peanut butter beer in my glass. Or did you guys do that?
I didn't. There's one more.
No? Okay.
Third recorded tonight.
Get the fuck off.
When has Mitch touched his nose? He hasn't done that in a while.
He has. How many of us have actually been looking at the screen?
Oh, right now.
He touches his nose the whole goddamn movie.
He loves it.
Yeah. Oh, he's crying. And now cue the Skinnerd.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
It's Happy Gilmore.
Tuesday's gone.
Such a good song. Let me in.
Green jacket, gold jacket, who gives a
shit? And pour the beer's out.
Put the cup on top.
Yeah.
Put the cup on top.
Yep, gotta put it on.
Yeah,
you don't finish what's in your glass. You just dump it.
Yes.
Oh, what's up?
Hey,
what's up,
brother?
Baby bro?
Jeans on jeans on jeans.
Canadian tuxedo. Canadian pants.
Denim on denim.
It's kind of like an Ernest look there.
You know what?
Hey,
speaking of Ernest.
What about Ernest?
Have you heard the Ernest podcast?
Oh, are you talking about the importance of seeing Ernest?
That's the one.
Yeah, I just so happen to be the host of that show.
Holy fucking shit, that's a good show.
Nice segue, Doug.
Thanks.
I didn't even do that shit. You did it on your own. Yes, you can check that show out on the 15th of every month because that is the day of Jim Varney's birth. He was born on the 15th.
We put every month.
Every month. And we put it out on the 15th.
The dude is 1 and 67.
He died, though.
Yeah, he died like well, he 18 years ago, year 2000.
Lung cancer?
In the
yes.
year?
Yeah, lung cancer.
He died of lung cancer, Vern.
Yeah.
In the year 2000. There you go. And you can check out next month's episode, Dr. Otto and the Riddle of the Gloom Beam. I will be hanging out with the Bottle Cap Kid, Jason. Ryan, he's dating your sister.
Oh, the Bottle Cap Kid?
Yeah.
Oh, Ernest.
No, not Ernest.
Holy shit!
That'd be weird.
Wait a minute.
I feel like you should know that.
In the same room?
That's true. You should know that.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I've hung out with Aaron. I've never seen Jim Varney with her.
If Jim Varney was dating your sister,
I've seen Jason with her a lot.
Would be flipped. Because I always liked him growing up.
And
if he
was
dating my sister, I'd have to think differently.
Yeah, so you don't like the Bottle Cap Kid?
No.
Because I invited him here tonight thinking you guys might have a throwdown.
It's the plot of the newest Ernest movie.
Yes.
I don't like the idea of
he comes back from the dead.
Yeah.
He dates your sister.
Yeah. Very minor part of the movie.
But that's the funny thing is, I heard the Bottle Cap Kid on a podcast.
I found out
my sister was dating a guy, and then like it turned out that he was a Bottle Cap Kid. I'm like, I know.
No.
Who
yeah,
was.
You
your
you know
sister.
Who, yes.
Yeah.
Dates Jim Varney.
Yeah. Who?
The ghost of Jim Varney.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
And it's complicated on Facebook.
Well, yeah.
He's not on Facebook, so of course it's complicated.
Ernest?
No, Jason.
Jim Varney. Jim Varney is on.
Who is she dating?
Jim
she
Varney.
Ernest?
She's
or Jason. I thought we settled on Ernest.
She's dating Jim Varney.
I thought she was dating Ernest.
Follow him on Twitter.
Hashtag seeing no. Ernest.
Hashtag maybe dead, maybe not. Maybe right. My sister's dating a ghost. Hashtag maybe hashtag I don't follow.
At
TrueLove.com.
Scared of the dark.
At Hotmail.
Yeah.
Hotmail.
SBCGlobal.net.
Watch your leather, man.
Britt's still trying to watch the movie.
I don't know the people you guys are talking about.
We're talking about his sister dating my co-host.
There's a movie.
Or the co-host. We're still not sure.
Guys, you were talking about who's married who in Hollywood.
So, originally.
It's not Hollywood, it's Kentucky.
Pickford is supposed to be
Hollywood,
in this
right?
scene.
It's my Hollywood.
But
Hollywood.
Pink did not get along with Pickford, so that's why Wooderson is there. On the football field.
We had a trivia question. I don't remember who I was with. And it was like, it was what was Matthew McConaughey's name in Days Confused. And I've watched the movie a million times. And
this
I
one?
Blanked on it so hard. I could not think of what his name was in the movie. Matthew McConaughey's movie, or name of the movie, and it still haunts me to this day that I couldn't think of it.
All right.
Yeah, I
good.
I get it because he says it in the movie.
was he still named Matt McConaughey in the movie?
Are you cool, man?
Matthew. All right.
Be a lot cooler. Like, I don't know the answer. Be a lot cooler if you did, man.
His name in this movie is Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reefer on 2.
What's the boots he's wearing?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, seems out of place.
They're made for walking.
That's just what they'll do. Oh, he got hit in the back.
In the kidney.
Well, you just got the extra point, but you might as well go for 2.
Yeah, might as well.
Playing up.
Don't be a bitch.
Yeah.
Holy.
He was great.
So all these both of these actors right here were in... on the show Friends, right?
Giovanni, her twin brother, was on Friends. He, like, married Phoebe or something, right?
She wasn't?
I don't know.
He was. He was, like, the roommate for Joey.
Well, and her brother, Giovanni, later turned up in another movie of Richard's called Suburbia, which I don't think has ever been released on DVD. I have a VHS of it. So, I don't know if we're going to do it on this show, but if you ever want to see Giovanni Ribisi full frontal, guess what? You get to see it in Suburbia, whether you want to or not. Matthew McConaughey does not turn up halfway through and is like, all right.
You know what I like about full frontal nudity?
It stays the same size, and I stay...
Same age.
Yeah, I don't
the
know.
The dude has an age, by the way.
He does.
He looks better at, 48 than I'll ever look in my life, so...
True Detective Season 1, fantastic. I gotta say, that's the last thing Matthew McConaughey has done that I really had interest in.
But it was phenomenal. Him and Woody.
I'll have to check it out. It's on my list.
Him and Woody. What now?
Was it because of Alexandra Daddario?
No, but she didn't hurt.
And her big giant plots in season one.
Was that a Jewish word? P-L-O-T-Z? Plots?
Did they even bother putting on buttons in those shirts in the
I don't 70s? Think so.
I saw that guy's nipple.
Yeah.
I'm offended. Why is it okay for a dude's nipple?
I'm offended.
Yeah, hashtag free the nipple. Is that's a thing.
This has got to be rated R. Okay.
Randall Pink Floyd, man.
Randall Pink Floyd wants to do.
So this is 76. So this is before The Wall came out. What
didn't
would
he have walls then?
Yeah, I'm. He
not
did
at the border.
Ooh, politics.
This would have. This would have been
cha-ching.
Like Wish You Were Here era, maybe.
We did see a Pink Floyd poster.
Trigger warning. I mentioned The Wall. Just let you know.
Yeah, I saw Roger Waters perform it live in its entirety, and I didn't have any problems with it.
Quad Cities,
Indianapolis.
Yeah, he's awesome. I love Roger Waters.
Does anybody in this room think the high school is the best years of their life?
Hell no.
Anybody?
My 30s have been the best years
of
my life.
Leading up to high school and during high school, I thought it would be. But then I was like, okay, maybe it'd be college.
Yeah.
And
no.
But here's the thing. For me, to this point, I think it was college.
Okay.
For 2018.
But I think as you keep moving forward, it's always going to be the years behind you.
Ah!
So I think sometimes, you are sometimes living in the moment that you think is the...
I have never thought high school... Unless I was in high school, I've never thought high school was the best years of my life.
I remember when I was in high school, it was the first time in my, educational career that I didn't hate school.
Okay.
It was the first time, so I was like, okay, this is great. Then when I got to college, I was like, well, this is way better because it's like high school, but with sex.
You're pronouncing high school
sex.
Wrong.
Like, it's high school.
Yeah.
Never.
High school, yeah. Really?
No, but so.
You got it.
Stay here as long as you can.
The thing is, if you think about it, I kept liking school as freedom became more forefront. You know what I mean? School gets better. And the farther you get along, the more freedom you have. So, I liked it more and more and more, you
That's
know?
Deep, man. You want to get some Aerosmith tickets?
Yeah. But the problem is, then you get to the real world and you're like, not so much freedom. Yeah, I want less freedom.
What's real, man?
Always making out with a sophomore.
What's real, man? What's real?
Man, we're just in a computer simulation.
Yeah
it's man.
All are we in the world or
we're
it's
all,
being
all, we're all in the matrix. Lizards, yeah. Man.
We're in the
you
matrix.
You know that George Washington was the last leader that wasn't a lizard in human skin?
It's all zeros and ones.
Illuminati, man. They've been running this
fucking red or blue,
ground,
man.
Red or blue.
Red or blue.
Yeah. Wake up, Neo. That's a beer that we have. Wake up, Neo.
We have all day, man. Red pill. Oh, that's the best sound.
That's the sound of Neo waking up.
He's crack-a-lackin' that one.
It's time to get things cracking.
That's the sound of my 38-inch waist. All right.
Chug-a-lug.
Remember me, second period gym class, man.
Hashtag, he is the one. Canned April 13th. Now they put the drink by date on it.
Is that a biblical thing?
Here, pour some in there. Yeah.
He is risen, brother Joseph.
He is risen indeed.
You know there's people that think that the wine that Jesus turned water into was actually barley wine.
Wait.
I think that might have come from barley wine his life. I'm not sure, but I'm down with it. It's better than regular wine.
Why is the coach hanging out at the stadium?
Because he's got nothing
up with his
hair.
Haircut. And why is he not drinking coffee?
He's Coach McGee.
Hey, man, he's almost got a Puka Shell Kenny Chesney necklace on. You can't contain that.
Beast
he's got to be a free bird without buttons.
With his white pants.
And his twin brother.
Hey, coach.
I forgot. I thought he was such a badass doing this, too.
Roll it up and smoke it.
Cut your butthole with it.
But here's the problem, dude. None of them play Legion baseball. What's going on here? None of them are playing baseball.
Legion?
That was the summer league after school's year ended.
I thought they were talking about football.
But that was the eighth grader. But none of these high school guys that are football players were multi-sport athletes. I got a problem with this, man.
I'm getting a third wind.
I was at a school where you had to be a three-sport athlete to play football, like, or else the coaches just wouldn't play you. But in lieu of a winter sport, you had to lift weights, but you had to be there at 6 a.m. Like, it was insane. I mean, it was
6 a.m. That was Nikki Sixx's band after.
And that's what I was referencing.
Yeah.
You didn't,
Heroin Diaries.
You didn't have to be a four or three sport.
Is that blood?
It is.
Oh, okay. Blood scratch marks on the door.
The damn dog.
Oh, Mitch's parents were getting freaky.
That's fucked up right there.
What is that on the wall?
That's a horror
movie. Is it a kid playing a flute?
Mom.
Be up.
Okay, oh, Mitchell, let's see. Get out of jail free card.
They have the same shirt. It's cute. He raided his mother's wardrobe.
How old is she?
The thing is, she lost a lot of weight. That's made her him a shirt out of the rest of her shirt.
That's a callback to my morning jacket Okinokos, like, stage art right
was
there.
That Marilyn Manson senior picture on the wall?
Thermostat on the wall, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
We got problems.
You
fuck you, bitch.
Hours.
Yeah. And don't you know these
like,
kids need to drink?
Shit
you,
right here. Like, what is that thing on the wall?
Good lord.
What is that?
It's what is that?
It's a bell.
His room is decorated totally wrong.
Is that, was that Genghis Khan?
Why are there dominoes up there?
Sagittarius on it.
It's the Noid is on this
wall.
Get
a little Mike
He's got
snow?
A fucking
big Cincinnati Reds fan.
Elton fucking John.
Yeah.
That was pre...
And Rat Fink. A lot of Rat Fink.
He's got some math notebook.
And it's time for a slow ride. We're going to take it easy.
I feel like we owe Mitch a bunch of drinks.
Take it easy. Probably.
Take it sleazy.
We're going to go get some Aerosmith Smythe tickets.
Apparently...
Just buy them online like adults.
Yeah. Aerosmith did play 3 shows in Texas.
I think the internet existed
in this year.
Takes place.
Oh, and there's Chasing Amy.
Why
does
Al Gore?
Why do you know that?
Huh?
Aerosmith played 3 shows in Texas in this year.
Yeah, it was IMDb trivia.
I know everything.
Yep. And
the rhythm
scene.
Is right.
And that was Dazed and Confused. And that's probably how you're feeling after listening to this episode.
Did you make it all the way through?
Whoa, that was a very fast scroll there for the cast of characters. We got Jason London.
Jason!
Where
not
are
Jeremy.
You?
Okay.
No.
Was Jeremy.
Joey
in...
Lauren Adams is second billing? That's crazy.
Was Jeremy in.
Mila Jovovich. She wasn't even legal.
Seventh Heaven. Was Jeremy in Seventh Heaven?
Sean Andrews. Where
Pinkford,
have you gone?
Asshole. Was he in Seventh Heaven? Jeremy?
No.
The brother?
Rory Cochran. He
Cochran.
Did things.
It's Cochran.
Cochran. Adam Goldberg, the Jew. Anthony Rapp.
Allegedly
hashtag me too.
Allegedly raped by Kevin Spacey.
No way.
Allegedly raped by Kevin Spacey.
Marisa Ribisi. My brother's naked in his other movie. Dina Martin. I don't know who that is.
Michelle, the oldest girl in the movie.
Michelle Burke.
Joe Guy.
The cool sister. Cole Hauser.
Seth Rogen's.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know who she is either.
He had a couple lines.
Kay. Willie Wiggins!
Drink!
And Mark Vander...
Vander Watermelon.
Esteban! Esteban Powell.
Carl!
He's like the least Mexican guy on the movie.
Jeremy Fox. And Ben Affleck as O'Banion.
O'Banion.
Jason O. Smith, not to be confused with Jason P. Smith.
Could they get more stereotypical?
Hinojosa!
Sabrina.
Parker Posey. Another superhero. And Matthew McConaughey as Wooderson. Catherine Morris as the sophomore. And Nikki Cat. Sounds like a porn star name, but it's a dude. Go Down. That's what they say. And stoner Parker Brooks leads off the credits. Zoe Grief.
I liked Carl's mom as Catherine Asher.
John Swayze.
Swayze. Anyway.
What about Mitch's mother?
Autumn Barr.
Mona Lee Foltz.
Any relation to Aaron Barr?
Probably not. Hippie, let us know. Hippie.
Roseanne.
Right into Drunken Lullabies Podcast at yahoo.com.
He was at my house week one today, for sure.
I still have his water bottle here from a bottle share.
He brought a
water bottle in my house.
That's did he like leave it?
A knife to a gun?
No. Well, but that's his thing. He loves it. He's like, yeah, I just don't want to get too hungover. I was like,
as you can tell by my water bottle on the table,
I do go for a Gatorade when it's...
Yeah,
when
no, no.
Look, the electricians all have nicknames.
Uno,
Bolt,
Sweetwater.
Uno,
Bolt,
Sweetwater.
Hey, Sweetwater.
Sweetwater.
Yeah.
I like how the boom operator, he's like, hey, my name's Henry, but people call me Hank. And I need to have that in the credits.
And I probably
that
know
seems
everything I know about Watergate from Forrest Gump. So let's be real.
What about Dick?
Dick? Tricky Dick.
Dick.
I also know he's called Tricky Dicky because of Crocodile Dundee.
That's not a knife. This it's is a knife. Good day, mate.
Wait Tricky a minute.
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
That's right.
Yeah. I think we're talking about cross-referencing movies.
Yeah, we're doing Dumb and Dumber doing Crocodile Dundee. And that was Dazed and Confused.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, that happens. So,
woo!
I hope you guys enjoyed it. It's 420. We have a lot of empty beer bottles.
Not enough.
But there's still some that haven't been drank, but maybe those will happen eventually.
In the future?
But yes, maybe. I would like to thank my guests, Doug and Ryan.
Hey-o.
And Brett.
Hey-o.
And then we had some party crashers halfway through who joined in as well. And you've already heard. They're on Drunken Lullabies a couple weeks ago or something.
Back in time.
Back in time. No, shit. God damn it. It's Sunday.
The future
class.
No, wait.
Yeah.
But they're on like a Wednesday.
This is on Wednesday. They're on Sunday.
Hey, just listen to every
just
episode.
Listen to Drunken Lullabies and you'll hear it and it'll all make sense.
Download!
And it'll be a standard progression of my toxicity level. So...
Like System of the
Down? It's like Memento.
Yeah, that toxicity. Yeah. Remember Sammy Jenkins, Tyler. Yeah. Now, we're part of the Hopped Up Network.
Hopped the fuck up.
And that is what this show has been, is Hopped Up. And we're going to let you listen to an ad from a Hopped Up Network show now. But we're going to say bye by saying you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. Happy 420, motherfuckers. I have another show to do. You'll hear it on Sunday. God be with me.
Amen.
But it helps. Spirito Santo.
If you are looking for more beer podcasts just like the one you're listening to right now, then head on over to hoppedupnetwork.com. We are a podcast network focused on our local craft beer communities. Here's a quick example of one of the many podcasts you will find.
Pacific Beer Chat brings together a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We hope you will check out the podcast at pacificbeerchat.com and at Pacific Beer Chat on social media and podcast apps, including Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Music is by Conundrum. Welcome to Switch Your Chat.